Whoa. I flipped away for just like 1 second and came back, and I was the only one in here, and now it's just packed. You guys all landed in the room at the same time.
Everyone snuck up on you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Folks, give it a couple minutes just to see if anyone else shows up, and then we can get going. All right, let's get started. I'm going to share my screen. Can you all see Jira? Nope, not Jira. Atlassian. Okay, yeah. Cool. Right, well, welcome everyone to our February 12th Product Council meeting. Let's just get started. It looks like Todd, you are our note taker today. Is that good with you?
Yep, I'm on it.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, so we'll start off with some announcements. First announcement is we had a presentation was it last week or 2 weeks ago? Sometime in the recent past. For an inventory import application in Folio. And I'm happy to say that this was endorsed. The decision record has been posted. And so thanks everyone for being really prompt about voting on that. And it was a great presentation. I appreciated all the hard work that went into that. Also, we have a discussion coming up where we as the PC are hoping to review our evaluation process. So we have posted here some of the documentation surrounding our docu I mean our endorsement process, and we're hoping that everyone's able to hop in there and review that to prepare for that discussion. Caitlin?
I just wanted to kind of prime people's minds that just a reminder, we have like 90% of the process in place, and what we need to work on is how we're going to reach out to people and kind of solicit documentation and kind of bring people into this endorsement process. So please have that in your mind as you're reading. Two of these are existing product council documents, and the third is the technical council process. So just to for alignment purposes to get ideas. Okay, we'll be talking about that next week.
Cool. Thank you. Any other updates that we didn't hit here that people feel like need to be announced? Jennifer?
Just say that WolfCon call for submissions is now open along with Early Bird, and I just put that in chat. So Early Bird will be open until like I think it's July 28th for those who need the change in your fiscal year to account for how to pay for that. A call for submissions closes on March 25th. So please, please, please consider submitting something, anything, and please share with your group's liaisons that we're looking for submissions, as well as any pre-conference ideas. Thomas Trett's in charge of that. We're looking for pre-conference workshops and all of that. Yes, we need your ideas. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. Okay. Any other announcements? All right, let's move on to liaison updates. I don't actually know. This might be a holdover from last week. Was Christy the one doing the one for the TC, or is that you, Todd?
That is from me, and there was really not much business last week, or
Okay.
this week, I should say.
We have progress updates on pilot review of existing modules, draft changes to TC review process to include Eureka permissions.
Yep.
Okay.
But yeah, so a little bit of housekeeping and chivvying existing projects along, but nothing new, and there was no big there was no big topic for the Wednesday focused meeting, so that didn't so there was we actually had the Wednesday off.
Nice.
Lovely.
All right. Alexis, anything from the CC? It looks like yes.
So we had a treasurer's report from Kat. And she went over, her spreadsheets, and talked about how we are. The projection is that the project will be $42,000 overspent in FY26. There's money to cover that in the rainy day fund, but looking at that fund, and projecting out again a couple years, that's not going to last forever. So the question is, how can we, balance the budget, I guess you would say. And there was some discussion about that. The AWS costs are being kept, to the level that everyone sort of hoped they would be, but it's there, that's the biggest expense. So no answers on that one, but it was helpful to hear from her. And I think she said she was going to come back to the CC in a couple months and report again. Then the biggest part of the meeting was a presentation by the Folio, a group that's forming the Folio Members Committee. And there's a draft charge linked from linked in the notes. And Mike Gorell, Kirsten Kemmler-Heek, and Kristen Martin came and talked about this group. The idea is to have six or seven members, committee council alums, so folks who've been on councils but have met their term limits, and then one community council member, a current community council member to be on that as well. And so there's a charter, and they're also thinking about forming a separate outreach group to deal with onboarding and outreach and things like that. So this is there's a charter there for folks to look at if anybody wants to provide feedback, and then I guess they'll bring that back and talk about it again soon. And then they just talked about future various other future topics that they're going to address in the coming months.
Is this, do you know if this group that they're talking about forming of council alums are, it's not, is it just CC council or any council?
Any council.
And is this being considered a, like a subgroup of the CC or,
Not a subgroup, but like I think not a subgroup because, well, maybe a subgroup, not a working group. I think it's going to be a permanent standing group, but definitely be affiliated with the community council. But any council alum can be on it. So, like Kristen's on it, Kristen Martin. And yeah, so they're looking for, it's a standing committee that will report to the CC. Okay, yeah. So CC reports to the CC, but can have any council alum on it.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, thank you for that update. No meeting for RMS. We do have a housekeeping on here. It says discuss the newsletter. I am constantly forgetting what we're doing with the newsletter, so maybe that would be a good point to jump in on discussing the newsletter. I know that we had some folks who were looking into how we could, I guess the last I remember in our discussion, we were talking about attempting to get topics for the newsletter from the council liaisons. They seemed like a likely group to have their finger on the pulse of what would be pertinent from the councils to include in a newsletter. Am I remembering that correctly? I think I had an action item about setting up a meeting with the council chairs and the liaisons to discuss the logistics of how that could work. And someone stop me if I'm saying anything that doesn't sound right or doesn't make sense. But I'm not seeing that down here. I know that I've mentioned this in a council chairs meeting before, but I'm drawing a blanket kind of where things stopped with that. But
I remember Jeremy. I think it this idea has popped up a couple different places, definitely in the council chairs meeting. It's popped up here that it would be helpful if we had a community newsletter that had submissions from all of the councils to keep everybody up to date. And I think it's a really good idea, but I wanted to suggest something, if I may,
please.
which is we have a couple fledgling efforts that I think are going well but require close attention. Should we table the newsletter until priorities and the release notes and community development are a little further down the road? Because I think each of those would generate stuff that we could kind of funnel to a newsletter. Thoughts?
I have thoughts on that, but I'll pause to see if anyone else does before me. Autumn.
That was quick. I was gonna say that our subgroup for release management and communication definitely has some thoughts about the content of the newsletter and are seeing a very clear need for sort of a regular communication flow to the community from Product Council. I don't know if the newsletter is the vehicle for that, but I think it's going to be, at least for the deliverables we're working on, like these release management digests, it's going to be important for kind of doing our work or finalizing our work. I think that's it. Anybody else from the group have thoughts?
Jennifer, and then Charlotte.
Oh yeah, yeah, I definitely agree, Autumn. So I think it's going to be important, not just for the newsletter, but also for this folio.org website. Making sure that doesn't, come across as some skeleton that we've forgotten, drag it out for Halloween. So though that, I mean, Folio at Halloween, that might be interesting. Maybe that's Eureka. Anyway, sorry, yes, it's been a long week. But yeah, I think it's really important because right now it doesn't really look like we're doing anything, and there is so much going on. Folio is getting better, and we just need to really get that message out.
Charlotte.
So a lot of initiatives is happening right now, and maybe It's more important to get that information out than, do the very the Cadillac version of the newsletter. So right now we are producing also sprint reviews, but I'm not really sure any libraries or users actually is informed about that the POs actually is doing a big effort in gathering all these sprint reviews, and they are up on the OLF channel on YouTube. So we have a lot of good information. We could, very small paragraph and link to, and then we can improve it, as we go along. Maybe that's a way to get it kickstarted.
All right, a couple of things occur to me. One is, in my capacity as a person who is always trying to pass the buck on to somebody else, what I heard when Autumn shared what she shared was that we have a subgroup already that has a vested interest in seeing this newsletter advance. So I find that interesting. It also occurs to me, and I don't know why, I don't, maybe this has come up during this discussion in the past, but I don't remember it. But I mean, it feels to me like something like a community newsletter falls pretty firmly under the purview of the community council, maybe, and not the product council, to ensure that communication to the community is happening. And I would love to see if maybe the community council might be interested in taking up an effort to see something like this happen. I don't know, but I will fully admit that this totally sounds like me just trying to avoid actually having to do something about it. But Alexis.
It makes sense too, though, because I mean, we did, the one of the things that, when I asked for feedback for the community council on what they should be working on, the communications, Jennifer had specifically mentioned the website, but when I mentioned it to Tom, he was like, oh, that's a, it's a larger communication thing. And he agreed that that was something they should focus on in the community council. So I actually think that makes a lot of sense. And depending on how you want to approach it, I don't know if you have a council chairs meeting coming up that you want to bring it up there, or I can, follow up as well as the liaison, but it's up to you. But I actually, it's a little passing the buck, but it makes sense.
I think I do think it makes sense to talk about this at a chairs meeting. Caitlin, do you remember when our next one was? I think we just had one.
Yeah, and we just had one, so it'd be a month from now.
Okay. Maybe I could just use the Slack channel to broach the topic in between. I will do that. I do think though that it makes sense. I don't know if because the RMS subgroup has expressed a need for something like this, I do think that it would make sense to integrate that. My perspective on it is that it would make sense to integrate that into the goals of the RMS group to some degree, at least to like in maybe interface a little bit with the community council to express a desire for something like a newsletter. And maybe if we just line up a bunch of people to knock on the community council's door and say, please, could we have one of these? Maybe something will happen. I don't know. I think that talking with the community council about it is a good next step. I see a thumbs up and a hand from Harry.
The thumbs up was a mistake. I'm
Oh.
sorry. but that said, I don't know, looking at the community council charter, I believe it's in their charter to, maintain relationship with
Yeah.
community. And so I think you're absolutely right.
Okay. Well, so maybe the thumbs up wasn't a mistake. It was subconscious.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I think we have some action items out of this. I'm going to send a message out on the Council Chairs channel asking if the Community Council would be interested in taking up the discussion of a newsletter, and just let them know that the Product Council has Several different initiatives that we feel like would benefit. And also the product owners, I think with these reviews, I think having those announced in something like a newsletter, would be a good idea. So, okay. We can move on. Oh, Harry.
I'm sorry, I forgot to lower my hand.
Oh, okay. Sorry. All right. We're going to take a look at our subgroups. The purpose of this on the agenda is just to make sure that our next check-in dates are accurate. We probably do need another check-in from RMS on the calendar. Let's see, Jennifer. Do you think that you could reach out to the RMS group just to see when they would like to do that?
I can,
Okay, awesome. We have our sample data with the check-in for today. Is that happening, or should we change this date?
Let's
On.
change that if
Oh
we
yeah.
can, please.
Sure. Let me know.
So our just a super brief update is that we are picking up with our meetings again this month, but I was sick earlier this week, so our first meeting is later.
Okay. Would you like the 19th or the 5th? 26th being our calming week.
Let's do the fifth,
Okay.
because we don't meet again until the 20 something.
Fantastic. And
Thank
Harry,
you.
oh, you bet. I see Harry's hand.
Yeah, I got a question. So this started in 2024. I mean, are there, goals in terms of deliverables or deadlines or anything like that as far as, this group is concerned? I mean, have we been able to provide better data for the folio test environments? I'm just sort of asking in general, and I guess.
No. So the hope was to have a copy of an entire tenant's data, like including reference data, right? Not just inventory records, but everything, fund codes, user loan rules, all of it. And we asked Michigan State and UChicago, I think, investigated this possibility, and Stanford. We have, it's been a year now, and we still haven't heard back from my risk management office at Michigan State. Like, I think institutions are feeling a little weird about handing over their data, even though we have a really robust anonymization script in development and ready to go. Which would totally randomize any kind of sensitive information completely, get rid of it. So, failing a contribution of data, we're going to have to generate it, I think. And that's an entirely different endeavor. Hard to say what would be involved.
That makes sense. I guess I was really just asking because, I just find myself wondering, is it even really possible to do this, based on the time that has passed? And I think you absolutely answered that question quite clearly, so thank you.
Yeah,
And
sure.
but that second path you just mentioned, I think, is really interesting and sounds like a pivot is in order, and it sounds like that's probably happening, so that's good. Thank you.
That's on my list to
Thank you.
talk about with
So some
We'll
I
see.
can maybe mention that there has definitely been done a lot of pre-work, but nothing really has surfaced, so it's for others to use. So I'd say before we maybe give up, we should have that effort where we are at least gathering all the work we have accomplished by now. that otherwise it that would be a pity if, but it has not been as easy as we had hoped for. So it has taken much longer. So 2024 is a long time now.
Thank you, folks. Community directed development. We are going to, I believe we were shooting for the 12th was when we wanted to do our next update. We just had our meeting yesterday. Community priorities dashboard, also February 5th.
We're doing our update today.
That's right. Yeah, of course. Harry?
Real quick for the community directed development, I just recently read through the latest version of the document. Should we be placing comments in there? Questions, concerns, or anything like that?
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Please. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds
Thanks.
good. Thank you.
And finally, the RMS communication group, Autumn, we'd like to move that forward. The 5th is getting a little crowded. I guess we have the 5th and the 12th. You want maybe the 19th? I mean, we could probably fit it on the 5th or the 12th or next week.
Let's do the 12th.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'm gonna update this and we can move on. I've lost my way. It's like watching my parents use a computer. There we go. Okay. Okay. Next up is the community priorities dashboard working group, and I'm going to pass it off to Alexis and Caitlin, and thank y'all so much. And do
Yeah,
y'all stop sharing?
sure. I don't know, Caitlin, do you want to go first? Are you doing anything visual or you just want to give a
I have
brief?
nothing visual and no written notes, so it's that
Okay.
kind of
Okay, why don't you go first then?
Okay, great. So, just first of all, is my audio okay? Can you hear me? Okay. Before the holidays, the priorities subgroup met with the product owners to just kind of talk about where we are and get feedback. And there were a couple of good questions that came up around the idea that prioritizing a feature, I mean, we've already seen it's helpful. It's kind of helped, I think, crystallize some of the conversations in the SIGs, and it's helped focus people on work that needs to be done. However, from the product owner's perspective, having one single feature prioritized is kind of like the tip of the iceberg. They Owen Stevens in particular, his feedback was like, what's the larger underlying problem? Because we need to understand that in order to do our work. And that really resonated with me because I know internally at LC, when we're planning work, we're not planning feature by feature. We're trying to tackle, large projects, large like areas of functionality that we can tackle at one time. So this aligned very well with some things that are I've been working on wearing my other hat. And we decided to kind of split into a sub-subgroup to talk about this additional layer of prioritization, which I don't think we have like really nailed down what we're calling this yet, whether it's like investment priorities or larger needs, business needs. Todd Olson is also helping out with this, and we've had one kind of productive meeting where we talk through some of kind of like our shared reflections on the topic. And the things that I wanted to talk to you all about today are, one, wanted to make you aware that this is going on. Two, I wanted to raise that when we first started talking about prioritization, I think that there was an idea that PC would have a role in prioritizing. And when we started kind of interacting with the dashboard, seeing what that meant, we ran into some problems, right? Because like you can't, some of these things are apples and oranges. You can't really, like, it's difficult to, and maybe not so valuable to measure the impact of like one individual feature versus another. But I think if we were to have a list of these higher level like investment areas, we could prioritize them. And I think that that would probably be a pretty good use of our time and our expertise on this council. I think it would be really helpful to have a prioritized PC list of things that need to be done. So the next question is how to come up with such a list. The first, my hope was that we'd be able to just look at the dashboard and kind of put things into categories and say, okay, bam, 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 here are like five major areas that we need to make some investments in that need to be prioritized. And it turned out to be more complicated than that, surprise. So the proposal on the table right now, and I think what Todd and I would like to do is create a straw man based on like things that we have heard in these meetings, based on the community priorities dashboard, based on our own expertise and conversations that are happening in the community, and bring it here to iterate on so that other people can add to it. And eventually get to the point of prioritizing it. Jeremy.
I there's even odds that I'm about to say what Harry is about to say, but I'm wondering if the PC's role in the idea of like well, what do we call it? This was a blueprint, roadmap. If that could play in at all to the idea of identifying like kind of like larger areas to invest in, we are it's supposed to be curating a roadmap for the product, and it seems like I don't know, has this come up at all? Is it just going to dilute the conversation, or does it sound like there might be something there?
Let me respond to that before Harry shares his feedback. I think that the difference, like we're kind of zeroing in on the same thing, which is it's been difficult to maintain a roadmap because we don't control resources. And if you take the temporal aspect away from a roadmap, it's essentially a list of high-level priorities. I think one of the advantages of not tying these to a roadmap right now are that I mean we can put you know, like we can work together to identify things that could go on the list, and we can maybe revisit it and be a little bit more agile with it as community needs change. My hope is that when someone has resources, or if like two institutions had resources and wanted to work together on something, that they would consult that list and that would inform their choices. So I think it could be a valuable tool. And I think it is related to a roadmap, but it's not the same thing. Harry?
Someone who spent a major portion of my life trying to prioritize these things, I can vouch it's really a difficult thing to do. It seems easier at first glance than it actually is. I wouldn't mind, even if it's just attending one meeting where, maybe we can have a brief discussion, I guess, with you and Todd and whoever else is in that group, where at least, I can try to offer at least some thoughts or ideas about things that happened in the past, or that I've had to do in the past to try and make this happen. And then I guess part two of this is kind of leads into, I think, Jeremy's question, Jeremy's thoughts as well. A lot of times, people talk about, top down in terms of a roadmap, bottom up in terms of features. But, I've always found in real life, it's actually looking at it oftentimes in both directions and trying to synthesize something that sort of pulls from both directions. And oftentimes, they tend to inform each other in terms of helping you decide what the priorities are. And so, again, maybe that's something, we can have, even if it's just a brief discussion about. And I don't know, maybe I've got something that can help in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely. I think we'll be talking a lot about this. And I think your point, we're getting to a really interesting point. We're having a SIG-driven priorities dashboard that's like straight transparency into things that the SIGs are prioritizing and talking about could be complemented really well by a high-level list of investment priorities, which are maybe like have some crosswalk, but not perfect. We've also talked in this group a lot about like, well, how do we add the things that the SIGs aren't going to bring up? And I think that this could be a tool for that. And I know that I personally really want there to be a list that I can point to. Even if the prioritization is imperfect, even if it's changing, having something articulated like that would be a really, really valuable tool. Jeremy?
I think this expounds on what you just said about, how it makes a lot of sense to me that the PC would surface things that might not naturally arise from the by design myopic conversations that SIGs have. We point SIGs at a specific topic and we're like, figure this topic out. And so they don't always see the interrelationship or connection. I mean, we have things like the cross app SIG, but I think that that's one area where I think the PC could really help things out is by looking across the spectrum of things that are arising through the community priorities dashboard. We could identify ways in which features could be synthesized and approached, maybe in a more synergistic way. And I don't know. I think that that would be really good for the product to have people at least asking those kinds of questions of, well, this SIG is wanting this, and this SIG is wanting this, and it seems like there's a third solution that could maybe give them both what they want, things like that. And I see Harry's hand.
I just wanted to comment that even the current list of priorities that have been created by the SIGs, I think has already proven to be useful, whether or not a lot of people, are aware of it or recognize it yet. But I do know at least the EBSCO product owners have definitely taken a look at those and looked at those multiple times. And I do know they think and consider those, as they think about their priorities in terms of what we need to deliver and trying to look at how, we can possibly either pull some of those in or partially pull them in. We can't promise and guarantee, but it's certainly something that's already proving to be useful.
That's the best possible no noise and news. Sorry, not noise. Thank you. That's great. And probably a great segue to Alexis.
Yeah, so I am in a subgroup with Lisa and Autumn, and we are working on more of the documentation side of this. So the basically building out the wiki pages and the instructions on how to help the SIGs and the various other stakeholders to basic upkeep and population of the community priorities dashboard. So I included links to three docs. These are drafts that the three of us have worked on. We kind of split up the work into my part, the first one, and I'll share my screen. And do do right, it's that one. So this is this will go. The idea is that this would be content that would go onto the community priorities dashboard wiki page. The first paragraph up here is just an intro. Right now, it's just Caitlin kind of put together quickly this this, box that has goals and stuff like that. So I've incorporated what was already there with a few updates into this paragraph, and then it would link down to a child page that would talk about the various responsibilities of the folks that are taking part in this process, so the PC, the POs, the community members, etc. And then the third thing is that I haven't done all that much on yet, but I actually wanted to get some potential ideas on is this idea of a role, a PC person, a member of the PC, whose responsibility it will be, they will have this job to basically be the dashboard manager, if you could call it that, right? The person who's sending out reminders and maybe helping to schedule when the SIGs are coming to present to us, do all the things that, having somebody be responsible for that will make it, I think, just a lot more likely that the things will happen on time because they know it's their role. So I want to write a little mini job description for that role, and then we can, get somebody to do it. So that's my draft. Happy, thrilled if anybody wants to comment on it. Lisa and Autumn, do you want to just do a 2-minute share of your drafts?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay,
Shall I
Autumn.
go, Lisa, or would you
Yeah,
rather
sure.
go?
You go ahead.
Okay. Let me share real quick. So mine is just kind of gathering together the types of input that we're looking for from the SIGs, and how they differ. Because we've changed some things this year, and we wanted to make it clear that the reports that SIGs provide are more general about SIG activities. And here, let me drop this link into the chat for folks if you don't immediately have it. The chairman of the dashboard. And then the other thing that we're asking them to do, and we kind of landed in discussion with Caitlin and the other members of the group, we kind of agreed that once a year, identifying these priorities is probably the most we can expect from folks, especially from the feedback that we heard that it was a somewhat time-intensive process for each of these SIGs to even discuss these and identify. And then this page just contains info about how to submit both of these and why we're asking for it. And I would love also to get a little bit of review, leave any comments or suggestions that you may have. That's it from me.
Awesome. And Alexis, did you say, was it
Oh, Lisa's gonna just share hers.
oh, okay. Awesome.
Yep. You're muted, Lisa.
Okay, thanks. Just trying to find the correct screen here. Are you seeing it? Yeah, okay. Let's see. Oh, sorry.
I
Took
think
me a
we
while to
see
see
it
the head
now.
back. Okay, it says contributing to the community priorities dashboard.
No, it, you actually
No.
you have my doc up.
Yeah. Wait, what if I overlaid this with this? That better? Did that work? Let me
Yes.
show
That
your doc.
worked.
Okay,
Yes.
great. Thanks. Sorry about that. Okay, let me put the link in the chat as well. Yeah, so the aspect I wanted to approach is how to contribute to the community dashboard. And a lot of that is information about Jira, which I think there is a lot out there. So what I'm trying not to do is rewrite things that are already there, but put pertinent information in this document. So this is an outline, pretty much. And at the bottom, I just put the resources that I know of that I'm going to use to sort of fill in this outline. I think the main ideas I wanted to, or
present to you the audience, I think, are just, or not just, but all the SIG members. And so how can they contribute? A new idea that Caitlin came up with that I like is tagging. We would like to start tagging JIRAs that we want to elevate to the priorities dashboard and with this naming convention. And I went in and I played around with it, so I have to figure out who has permissions to tag, because that was a stumbling block for me personally when I was looking at some of the current priorities. And then, sorry, I'm skipping around, but going back up first, searching for JIRAs, making sure if before you create something that one's already there, if there's a need that your SIG group wants, how do you go about doing that? So just trying to get all the information specifically aimed at this dashboard into one place as part of the larger project. And open to contributions. I am.
Yeah, and the idea about the tagging was also that we would have a way to track when features when if something was we wanted to be able to report back and say like, oh, SIGs, three of your features this year were picked up for development in this release. And we thought it would be a lot easier to track them if they were tagged. And we could have both this was the acquisition SIGs 2026 priority number two, right? And then we would just be able to have a dashboard or something to track when things, the status of the various tickets. So that's just for future reporting back and tracking whether or not the dashboard is doing what we hope it'll do. So that's where we're at. So yeah, please give us feedback. Please take a look at the docs, and we'll continue to work on them and get them up on the wiki.
This is awesome stuff. It's all very exciting. And yeah, thanks everyone who's involved in that effort. I'm gonna try to Lisa, would you mind stopping your sharing so I can share my screen again? Okay. Well, thank you, community priorities. Folks, the last thing on our new topics agenda for today is integrating tools update from Martin, Lisa, and Charlotte. Are any of y'all ready to go? And do you all need to share your screen?
Yeah, I think maybe I can share a bit of what we have done so far. Which one is it? So, yeah. First of all, I have to thank Charlotte and Lisa for helping me investigating this topic and investing efforts and time. We last time we talked about this topic, we have been doing a bit of how to call it, researching and gathering information on these tools and integrations. Especially Charlotte and Lisa have been busy going through this Aleph list of integrations that exists in the wiki and gathering more information on all the integrations listed in this matrix and putting that information in a table collecting it in a table and searching for example, for descriptions and links and so on, information that was not already in the matrix. So this is a list that is still worked on, but it's in a good way. And Lisa and Charlotte are still compiling the list in now in the next weeks maybe. And in parallel, I've been fiddling around with the database Oh, maybe I should have said that we have a in the within the product council, we have made up a page, investigate tools and integrations down at the bottom, where that's where I'm at the moment, and where you can find the table and this database. I have been, as I said, I've been fiddling around with this database and trying to input all the information that we have right now into one database or one big table with a lot of information, all the information that we thought that was interesting. So at the moment we have about, I think, like, I think it's like 60 or 70 entries. And yeah. Almost 60 entries, with all the listing tools, that is, things that have been developed by libraries or vendors that help in working with Folio, or integrations, that is integrating third-party software. That's one thing that we did in the meantime. And on, Jeremy, you have your hand.
I have a question, but I don't want to interrupt if you're in the middle.
Okay.
I can wait.
Okay. So we also, as planned, we went to the implementer SIG, presented our ideas there, and also in the SysOps SIG. And both SIGs were very interested in that effort, and they were willing to participate in building that list. Especially the implementer SIG was quite how to say, was very interested in helping building such a list. And we discussed that this building up that list and also maintaining the list could be some kind of collaboration between the implementer SIG and the PC. That is in maybe also we talked about the idea that this list maybe was better suited to be within the space of the implementer SIG, that this could be maybe their it could be hosted there, and the list being maintained both by the implementer SIG and by the PC. The implementer SIG also decided to run a survey for comp or for finding new information on these tools and integrations, that they will. I think there is no subgroup established yet for that survey, but they are looking for volunteers to conduct this survey at the moment. We in for the purpose to keep this list updated over the time, and not being one single effort. We would propose that we also establish a role within the PC, that that is one person that may be responsible for keeping this list up to date in cooperation with the implementer SIG, so that both parties always remind themselves of updating lists, maybe conducting surveys every now and then, and so on, so that we always have an up-to-date state here. The SysOps SIG also was very interested in providing information on the tools that mainly system operators may use, like, for example, Helm charts for running Folio and things like that. So they will provide that information And they also were said they will maybe will think about what kind of information they think is still missing on the list, for especially information that is useful for system operators to run such integrations or tools, because they will usually be the people who will have to take care about that these specific things will get rolled out in libraries. Then let me see. Then we also think that we should present this effort on the next WolfCon, and we will so that we can on one hand side can present what we have achieved till now, but also spread the word and maybe collect information about other things that are still missing on the list, or parts of information that are missing. Maybe also getting feedback on what kinds of use cases people see regarding to such a list. I think that's it. Maybe Lisa, Charlotte, maybe you want to add something.
You did it very well,
Yeah,
Martin.
thank you, Mark.
All good.
Yeah, thank you. This is from my perspective, the usefulness of this is just so apparent, and y'all are doing a great job of I mean, it's fantastic how much y'all have gotten on the list. I think y'all have reached out to all the right people for these conversations, and I really like how you are thinking about sustainability and communication, and yeah, just y'all are really doing a great job with this. We're coming up on time. I want to just mention some things, and maybe maybe they'll end up in the notes, and that will help us address this at our next planning meeting. But it does seem like a couple things that came up while Martin was talking. One was this idea of a standing role to help make sure that this important list is staying up to date. That's the second time in this meeting that we've heard the idea of a standing role in the PC. And this is a topic of conversation that has come up several times in the last month or so. So I do think we probably need to get that on, dedicate some time for the general topic of these sorts of appointments, and set aside some time within our PC meeting to make some decisions about how we want to handle that sort of thing. Additionally, that March 25th deadline for WolfCon submissions, it feels like it's like right around the corner to me. And I know several of our groups, like Martin mentioned, I know the Community Directed Development subgroup has in their subgroup charter, the goal of presenting at WolfCon. So I just want to mention for any of the groups that we have going, we got a lot of really great initiatives, but if any of y'all are wanting to do WolfCon submissions, it'd be good to start thinking about that sooner rather than later. So, all right, folks, that brings us to time. And thanks everyone for participating in a great PC meeting. So, have a good day.